This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, here we go. Another Saturday night, and a big one it is as well, because we've got a lot to get to tonight. Trey Gowdy, congressman from South Carolina, will be with us exclusively. And then in the ladies' lounge, Ashley Papa. Plus, you see that Olympic logo there on the screen, on the if you're watching on the Biz TV or if you're watching on the Facebook Live. What I consider to be maybe the worst Olympics off to the races so far. And have you noticed something? And I'm really messed up about this week. 888-340-3373. And I want to know if I'm the only one that feels this way. Oh, by the way, we're also giving this away tonight. You've been registering at Lord's Diamonds' Instagram page. It is the Lord's Diamonds Valentine's bezeled layer necklace. You put one of these on with another one, and then you wear them together. But it's a white gold chain, and you've got the bezeled quarter carat diamond right there, F color. It is beautiful. It is amazing, and it is worth $950. And we've been. If you would like to win, we're going to pull the winning name next hour. So you have this hour to register. Here's how you register. You go to Instagram.com and you look up Lord's Diamonds, all one word. LORDSDIAMONDS, Lord's Diamonds. You follow the page. If you follow the page, you're automatically registered for your chance to win that beautiful necklace for Valentine's Day, because this is the last show before Valentine's Day. Doesn't that make sense, people? Anyway, back to the Olympics. But seriously, go to Instagram and register, because you want your chance to win. But back to the Olympics. So I was already, like, put off by these Olympics, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago, because the president of South Korea started saying, making nicey-nicey-nice with North Korea. And they started, like, rubbing noses and blowing Eskimo kisses at each other and doing things like, hey, let's play on the same hockey team together. So, literally, there's a United Korean Olympic team. They marched under one flag. Now, this bothers me on a lot of levels, because the South Koreans had to fight a war to be free. And now they're holding hands all coochie-coochie with the North Koreans. And Kim Jong-un's sister is being written up. She got a big profile in CNN.com today. Everybody's tweeting about it. Not hardly anybody saying anything nice about it, but everybody's tweeting about it. And they're making her sound like Kate Middleton. Like, this woman is a high-ranking government official in a regime that has imprisoned 26 million people. They kill people that disagree with them. They assassinated their older brother. And this woman is walking around Olympic Village. Oh, she's so modern. And, like, I don't know what CNN saw in her. But she's just, blazing a trail at the Olympics. Meanwhile, everybody's like, F the U.S. and blah, 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 and Vice President Pence hates gays and all this other stuff. That's some of our people saying that. But I'm before they even marched into the arena, I was like, okay, I'm done. And growing up, I was addicted to the Olympics. Like, I was ready to go. I was excited to see what they had to show, and I wanted our athletes. We went 0 for the medal round yesterday. We didn't get one medal in day one. The U.S. Now, every team that did medal practically trained in the U.S. So you've got all these people from all these other teams training in the U.S. using our facilities and our people and our technology and, you know, helping themselves to all the things that we are able to give them. But no, no, no. They go back and they play for their own team. So we went 0 for the world in the medal round yesterday. The opening ceremonies were awful. The Olympic flame looks like a big phallic symbol. In fact, that's what they're joking about. It's the fire penis. That's what they're calling it on social media. Oh, look at the South Korean fire penis. So I'm done. I never got started, but I'm done. I've had enough. Am I the only one that hates these Olympics this much? And what's with the Olympic Committee, by the way? We went to Sochi a couple of times ago. We were in Beijing. Now we're like playing footsie with North Korea. What's with the UN style Olympic pick? Oh, let's go to Sochi, Russia. You know what they did in Sochi? They bust in people from all over, like the Ukraine and Siberia and stuff, gave them jobs, said, here, build the Olympic Village. And then they sent them home without pay. And then when our athletes showed up, they're staying in hotel rooms with like just a pipe sticking out of the wall where the faucet's supposed to be. Wasn't even finished. So I don't know. Like, and I know that our figure skater. What's his name? Kylie, you watch Olympics? You're not an Olympic girl? No, okay. You know who is Ashley Papa. She actually trains figure skaters. So maybe I'll ask her when she gets on next hour. But anyway, he was supposed to be like in contention for the gold. He like falls on his face first night of competition. And you're like, this is a bad omen, man. This is not going to go well for the U.S. Meanwhile, the vice president's there with Otto Warmbier's dad, Mr. Warmbier. They're taking him all around. You remember Otto Warmbier? He was the kid that went to jail in North Korea, and they sent him home basically in a coma, and he died like 2 days after he got here. And what was his big crime? He stole a sign from the hotel. In the hotel in North Korea where he was. Now, lesson to everyone else, don't steal signs when you go to North Korea. Actually, bigger lesson, don't go to North Korea. Like, just don't go there to begin with. That's lesson number one. Number two, don't steal anything. Because is stealing a sign off a hotel wall worth losing your life for? Otto Warmbier paid the price. But Mr. Pence is there to remind people that this is the kind of jackweed that's running that country 60 miles from the Olympic Stadium. If you could pull up the satellite on the internet tonight and look at it, and they could show you the real time of the electrical grid being used in South Korea, you see South Korea's part of their continent, it's all lit up. You see China, it's all lit up. Then there's North Korea, a big dark black spot between the two. Because they literally don't have any electricity. But we're playing footsies and having fun with them and all this. I don't know. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Am I the only one that hates this Olympic game so far? These Olympic games so far? I'm just curious. All right, coming up, we've got a big show for you tonight. Let's go to the big board, Mr. Nick, if you've got it handy. The retiring congressman from South Carolina, Trey Gowdy, also wrote a certain little thing called the Nunes Memo. He sat down with me for a private, exclusive radio one-on-one. He didn't give any other radio interviews this week except to me. And we have this for you, and I'm very honored. Now, you will not be the first. The daily radio audience got some of it. But I think we've got time to get the whole thing in tonight. He talks about the Nunes committee, the investigation. He talks about the Russia investigation. He talks about how and why Washington, D.C. is running good people like Trey Gowdy back home. He's retiring. He doesn't want to come back. And the week before he had been on, or I had been on Fox, and Nick, you may have the picture of this, I think, even, but I was on Fox with Robin Biro, and Melissa Francis had us on. And Robin Biro, a Democratic strategist, which I guess is code language for piece of jackweed that will lie about people when they are asked, was just making things up about Trey Gowdy. Like, oh, I hear he has ethics issues. I talk to congressmen all the time. Nobody says that about Trey Gowdy. Well, you know, when he retired from the ethics panel, people suspected he had ethics issues. Okay, whatever. So, like, on the Fox News hit, then I defend him. I'm like, well, that's kind of unsubstantiated, and you're just passing it off, and it's nothing more than rumor. And Melissa Francis goes, good point, Kev. So I won that one. Anyway, the congressman's staff were watching, and they said, hey, thanks a lot for defending him. I said, are you kidding? I love Trey Gowdy. He's been one of the fighters in Washington. He fights on principle. So he called me. And then I was like, well, can we talk on the air? And he said, yeah, give me a day or two. And he had to do Face the Nation last Sunday. But then he came and was on with us. So we'll hear some of that. And then in the second hour tonight, it's one of the favorites in the ladies' lounge, Ashley Papaback, talking about relationships. And three different areas of people that are obsessing about relationships may want to pay attention to tonight. So we're going to have a lot of fun. And did I mention we're giving away the diamond necklace? You haven't bought a Valentine's Day gift yet for your honey, your sweetie? That's perfect. You could win this. Go to Instagram and follow the Lord's Diamonds page. Go to Instagram, find Lord's Diamonds, follow the page. That's how hard it is to try to win tonight. All right, Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. We're live from a rainy
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
Yeah, it's a wet one tonight. If you're watching via Biz TV, that's a live look at Times Square, and the rain has been coming down for most of the day today, which is a little bit on the sad side, but that's the way it works sometimes. Anyway, welcome to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you. Real quickly, before I go to our interview, I just wanted to show you how easy it is to register for tonight's diamond necklace drawing, because we're not drawing the winner until the next hour. So real quickly, if I can have a camera, if not, I'll move along. But if you have your Instagram on your phone, you can just go over to the search feature and type in the Lord's Diamonds. And when you go there, you just hit follow on the page. There's several of you that have already followed tonight, and you're automatically registered for your chance to win tonight's Lord's Diamonds giveaway. So, we're going to do that in the next hour. Okay, so here we go. Earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down with retiring Congressman Trey Gowdy, who had a bit of a pot shot taken at him in the press, and the conversation went a little bit like this. All right, Kevin McCullough, very excited to speak to my next guest, because out of the blue, for no apparent reason, he called me last week, and it was just to say a word of thanks because I had said some nice things about him. In fact, if you missed a part of it, here's a little bit about what that sounded like on the Fox News Channel.
I don't think Trey Gowdy fits the picture of the establishment that everybody was referring to in the draining of the swamp originally. Yeah. I think he's a really principled fighter, and I think that we're going to miss him.
That's the Trey Gowdy that we're talking about, is the congressman from South Carolina who announced last week that he is retiring his time in the Congress as of this term, which means as of December he's going back to the private sector, but he now joins us on the Kevin McCullough microphone. Congressman Gowdy, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me, and thanks for being willing to speak up on behalf of a member of the world's least popular body last week.
Well, I thought, and I'm just going to be candid about this, I thought when the Democrat that I was on the panel with by the name of Robin Biro, who kind of pulled a minor league move and even referring to me as a co-panelist instead of saying my name, he kept throwing out just unsubstantiated accusations about you, and I'd had enough, so I kind of unloaded on him before the interview was over, and your staff happened to be watching at the time, and I guess they told you about it, but it wasn't anything, Congressman, that I don't think any other good American should have done, because we don't assume people are guilty of things just because someone can go on TV and say whatever they jolly well like. So I felt a little bit of obligation. I've been a fan of yours since you came to Congress, and I've always seen your fights as being highly principled and not really partisan in any way. Some people disagree with that, but that's okay. They're allowed to. But Congressman, let me get to the nugget of this issue. There's speculation about why you're retiring or leaving Congress. What's the real reason?
Unfortunately, it is no more dramatic than what I said. I probably should have left 2 years ago. I let a really, really good friend of mine named Tim Scott talk me out of it. He's my closest friend in politics. But, you know, you put your finger on, to me, the biggest difference between politics and the justice system. In the justice system, if you have something you want to say to someone, number one, you're going to be confronted. You're going to be cross-examined. You're going to be asked for evidence or proof. And then there's a neutral, detached group of 12 people who will ultimately determine who carries the burden of persuasion. In politics, you don't have to do any of that. You can use ghosts and rumors and innuendo and and never substantiate it, never even frankly allege it, just hint at it, and then the dynamic switches to where you have to defend yourself. There's a reason that you do not have to defend yourself in the justice system against charges that are not specific and for which there is no evidence and no witnesses. There's a reason that we do that as a system. But in politics, you know, I have no idea who this Democrat strategist or whatever he calls himself was. But, you know, I sat there when I watched the clip and I just smiled to myself. Nothing better distinguishes the justice system from the political system than what I just saw.
And right, and what he did in
reason,
that.
One is respected, and there's a reason that you're having a really hard time getting good people to go into the political system, and you're having a hard time getting people to stay.
Well, and that's the point, and that's one of the reasons why, Congressman, I'm going to be sad to see you go, but I completely understand why it is. In that debate, I said to Melissa Francis, I said, Washington does one of two things to a person. It burns you out or it co-opts your soul. Am I far off in my observation?
I don't think so. I would add a third category of people who probably want to leave, but it is tough. It is so hard. I mean, if you looked at my high school and college transcripts, you would never have thought this guy's going to be in the House of Representatives. You never would have thought that. So once you get it, history is not replete with instances of people leaving voluntarily or leaving on their own terms. Usually you leave because you think you're about to lose, or you have something, you want to run for higher office, or you have something super, super good lined up, I'm 0-3. I don't have anything lined up. I'm not running for office ever again. I think I have, over $1 million in my campaign reelect, and the closest the Dems came to getting me was 30 points in the last election. So I am really grateful for the 7 years, it'll be eight at the end, that the people that I grew up with and live among let me represent them. I am incredibly grateful for it, but I'm also ready to go back to a system where there are rules and there's a referee and there's fairness and there's really an objective, and the objective is the truth, and the objective in politics is to win.
Well said. We're speaking with outgoing Congressman Trey Gowdy, who also is connected to, just so happens to be, the biggest story in Washington, D.C. We'll get into that in a second. But I want to just follow up on one more issue of your leaving, Congressman, and that is, would you be willing and are you planning on helping the Republicans retain your seat as you are headed out the door?
Well, it's an R plus, 15 district, and folks that have announced that they're running are far more qualified than I am, and they'll be great candidates. And I think
it's your opinion they don't need your help.
Well, I think it is important that when you say you're going to leave politics, you leave politics. And I'm gonna here are the two caveats I give you. I'm gonna vote. If a really close friend and colleague calls me for counsel, confidential counsel, I'll provide it. And if Tim Scott runs for president, I plan on going door to door in Des Moines, Iowa. But absent those, I don't like folks who leave and you can't tell that they left. They still kind of hang on. I just think you got to make a clean break, and it's not.
And that was part of the exclusive sit down I had with Trey Gowdy. If you'd like to catch the entirety of this conversation, it's on my SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/KMC Radio, and go to the playlist section and look up the features broadcast there. We will continue with that exclusive. He weighs in on the Nunes memo, the Russia investigation, a few other things, all straight ahead. Plus, you still have a chance to register for your chance to win the Lord's Diamonds giveaway tonight. Just go to Instagram and like the Lord's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So glad you're with us. A beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan tonight from New York City. If you're watching on Biz TV, Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live per usual. And again, next hour, we're giving away the gorgeous, the beautiful Diamond Valentine's Day pendant that we've been pledging, promising all of our love and affection for. It's a white gold chain, and then you've got a quarter carat F-color VSI diamond that's on there. And it's really designed to be a layering piece. That's what my bride calls it. She has one almost identical to it, and she wears it with a series of different chains and different sizes. And as I was going to show you in the last segment, the easiest thing about this to win is that all you have to do All you have to do is go to Lord's Diamond's Instagram page and hit the follow tab at the top of the page. If you get on Instagram and you go to Lord's Diamonds and you search it in the search tool, and then the follow button is right at the top. You just hit that baby, and then you're automatically entered to win. So there's plenty of time through the end of this hour for you to still register, and we give it away in the beginning of the next hour. So join us for that then. Now, Trey Gowdy is our guest tonight, kind of by extension. He offered me an exclusive sit-down. He has announced that he's retiring from Congress. People were confused as to why, and I kind of thought that I understood what it was. Washington is... It's a mean place. It's a nasty place. It's a place that people do a lot of mean and nasty things. And he wants to go back to the courtroom and put bad guys away. At least that was my contention on Fox News. We continue with the exclusive sit-down with Congressman Gowdy as he tackled another couple of subjects.
For me to be weighing in, or I would have done it this way, and I would have, it's just not fair to them.
Gotcha. It's well said. Congressman, the temperature in Washington has changed some since President Trump came to power. What is your perception of where things stand at this stage in his first term? And are you generally pleased with the direction that things are going right now?
I think it's incredibly hard to be the president, which is why so few people raise their hands and volunteer to try to do it. It's an incredibly big job. The headwind that President Trump has, and I don't spend a lot of time banging on the media. I mean, it's smart politics to do it. I don't spend a lot of time doing it. But I do think there are folks, particularly in the mainstream media, who just cannot figure out how he won. And they don't want to blame the jury. You don't want to blame the voters, because the voters are also your viewers and the folks that read
right.
blogs. So you can't blame them. So that only leaves one person to blame, and that is the candidate himself. So, you know, there are folks who never understood how Barack Obama won twice. They just never understood it. There are plenty of folks, including lots of people in the media, who are just still stunned that he won. So they've questioned the legitimacy of his presidency from day one, and he does conduct himself differently from other elected officials, in part because he's not a career politician. He has a different way of communicating. From a substance standpoint, having a Supreme Court justice passing tax reform and rolling back some of the regulatory environment, I think if folks were being objective, they'd say that's a pretty good first year, particularly
sure.
in light of having the Russia investigation as a cloud. But you know, his critics are not going to focus on that. They're going to focus on what he says and what he tweets, and it's a really strong headwind for the president.
Well, and that takes us into that cloud, that the memo that you had a hand in helping to edit and craft actually plays a role. And it's interesting, Congressman, because there's been so much made about this 3.5 pages, of which I think only 2 pages were the actual memo. The other 2 pages were the cover letter for the administration, why they released it. But I got a copy on Friday when everybody else did, and I was reading through it. And while much of what I had speculated about was included in there, it seemed as though people on the political left, the societal left, the cultural left, were literally having their minds melt into green ooze over a handful of things that seemed to be confirmed in this memo. So I want to kind of back up a little bit and give my listeners some perspective. What was your role in the crafting of the memo?
Devin, Chairman Nunes asked me to go to the department. First of all, we had a dickens of a time gaining access to the information.
Yeah, they weren't exactly cooperative.
No, they were not. And you know, I think Devin laughs because he probably views me as the most pro-Department of Justice, pro-FBI person he has on his committee. And rightfully so. He kids me all the time about that I haven't really fully left the Department of Justice, even though I'm in Congress. So I think he I think he thought I'd be fair, because I do like the department and I do like the FBI, but also my background as a federal prosecutor. I've read 302s for the...
And we'll pick it up from there with Trey Gowdy when we continue an exclusive sit-down I had with him this last week. It's Radio Night Live.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
See when you call.
We're back live in New York. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and very honored to be able to bring you some of this exclusive conversation with Trey Gowdy, who's a retiring congressman from South Carolina and the author of the Devin Nunes memo. In fact, that's where we left the conversation in our last segment. He was just describing why he had the independence that Devin Nunes was trusting to get the job done.
And I did view it as my responsibility to report back to the committee. and to report back to the committee, you know, human nature is such, you don't list the things that, folks do right. I mean, we just don't do that. Maybe we ought to do it more, but your mind goes more, your attention goes more to the things that are unusual or out of protocol.
Sure.
So that's where my focus was, and staff drafted a memo outlining some of the more serious concerns. I edited it. I mean, I could have changed whatever I wanted, but my main focus was kind of structuring and ordering the things that caught my attention the most in the order in which they caught them, and then trying to write it in a way that that the members, particularly non-lawyer members, would be able to appreciate. It was not drafted or edited, at least from my standpoint, with an eye towards public dissemination. That was never in the nascent stages. That thought never entered my mind. It was a notice document to my colleagues who had not been over to the department and read it. Now, I think the chairman was sufficiently alarmed that he felt the obligation to notify Congress as a whole. So that's why the memo was made available. I'm not a big fan of hyperbole. I have colleagues that walked out and said things that I would not have said. I have colleagues that walked out and drew conclusions that I did not draw and would not have drawn. But it was important to me, and I think you have an obligation when you're trusted to be the only conduit to 1,000 pages of information and you see things that are concerning. I think you do have an obligation to bring it to your colleagues' attention and ultimately the chairman and the committee as a whole, with no Democrat support, decided to go through the process of trying to make it publicly available.
Sure. Congressman, how significant, how important is it to the discussion of the DOJ and the FBI and the Russia investigation that the Steele dossier formed at least a portion of the foundation that the FISA surveillance was granted on, even though, according to what the memo seems to indicate, the Steele dossier was not reliable, and it got extended two or three times beyond the initial application? Why is that significant to the American people?
That's a great question, and I would ask my fellow citizens to try to disconnect some of these issues. You can have a broad umbrella over all of it, but some of these issues are disconnected. And I say that for this reason: the dossier, and whether or not it's used in a court pleading or a FISA application, I think that's really important. If you care about the FBI, it's really important. It's the world's premier law enforcement agency, and I think folks would be surprised if they used something created by a political opponent, whether they vetted it before they used it. In this case, they did not. And whether all material representations were made to the court in terms of the sourcing and the vetting, and any bias that the source may have had. The triple and quadruple hearsay, there's a reason hearsay is not admissible in court. It's because it's not reliable. The other point my Democrats seem to gloss over, Democrat colleagues seem to gloss over, they always say, well, we had enough without the dossier. Well, then why'd you use it? And moreover, of the three components of the application, which is the dossier, the news article from Yahoo News,
right,
and then what you already knew about Carter Page, lawyers lead with their best argument. You lead with your best evidence. They didn't lead with what they had on Carter Page in the application. They led with the dossier. So the notion that we didn't really need it and it wasn't an integral part, why'd you include it and why'd you include it first? Where I do depart from some of my Republican colleagues is you have a Russia investigation separate and apart from the dossier.
Right.
I mean, someone hacked into the DNC. Someone tried to hack into lots and lots of other people. Someone accessed John Podesta's email. Someone had a really robust social media campaign. None of that is connected to the dossier, and I would think that all Americans in another political environment, they'd all care about a foreign power, whether it's Russia or anyone else, trying to insert themselves in our election. So there's plenty of stuff for Bob Mueller and Congress and others to look into, separate and apart from the dossier. It does matter whether or not the world's premier law enforcement agency relied on political opposition research and the bias of Agent Strzok and Lawyer Page is indefensible. And I'm a little bit surprised at how easily the media and my Democrat colleagues gloss over that. They'd be apoplectic if the roles were reversed. They really would be. They'd
sure.
be apoplectic.
Sure.
But, you know, what they want to say now is, well, you have to prove that their manifest bias somehow impacted a decision that was made. That's an impossible burden. And you would never have that burden in court. It's the burden of the person who's biased to prove that it didn't impact the work, not the burden of the other side.
You said earlier in this discussion that you're very pro-Department of Justice and very pro-FBI, as am I. And I think that I try to in every way support law enforcement at every turn. It does appear, at least from my cursory understanding of the events, that Director Comey, Andrew McCabe, maybe Mr. Orr, a handful of others, seem to depart ways at times that seemed uncharacteristic with the integrity of the Bureau and the integrity of the Department of Justice. Given that that's, you know, and Howard Kurtz is out with a brand new book, by the way, that even relays one incident that Reince Priebus has confirmed as true, that it even appears they tried to entrap administration officials to make them say things that they didn't say about things that may or may not have been supportive of the investigations that were ongoing. But there have been several investigations into Russia, including the Congress, including the Senate, including various media outlets, including what the FBI and DOJ had done prior to the special counsel. The special counsel has been assembled, I'm thinking it's close to a year now. It may be longer or shorter than that, I'm not sure. But it seems as though the leads have not led to much productive outcomes. As a prosecutor, what is your hunch as to where this finally settles, if what we know now is the extent of what we know?
A couple of things. I think with executive branch investigations, it is frustrating to the general public, but we're not supposed to know what's going on. There's a reason the grand jury is secret. There's a reason we don't know who the sheriff in our local county is investigating in a recent robbery. I mean,
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
So good to have you with us live from New York. That is the TKTS booth in Times Square. If you're watching on Biz TV, you can tell it's kind of a rainy night, but people are standing around taking pictures anyway. We have an awesome city in that weird kind of way. Anyway, thank you for being here. We've been peeking in on this exclusive interview that retiring Congressman Trey Gowdy gave to me this week. And as someone who was kind of key and very, very important to the Nunez House Intel Committee's work on the memo. He had some unique perspective, and he was explaining in this final little bit that we'll have together. And again, you can hear the whole thing uncut and unedited at my SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. Just go to the playlist section and look under the features. You'll find Trey Gowdy. There's an uncut file there. It's about 29 minutes in length, which we did not have time to get to. But I wanted you to hear this last little bit about why the Russia investigation, in his mind, really doesn't pose a problem for President Trump and is something that, even though it frustrates the American people, we should just give it the time that it needs to do its job.
Investigations are confidential, and I know that frustrates people, and it's rare, but that's the way he's supposed to be doing it. I would also say, with respect to Bob Mueller, he did not volunteer for the job.
Right.
We have special counsel because the attorney general believed he had a conflict. So if you want to be frustrated with someone, I'm not sure I'd be frustrated with Bob Mueller. He did not raise his hand and volunteer. He also, despite the fact that it gets a way disproportionate amount of attention, his focus is not solely on criminality. I'm looking at his charter, his jurisdiction. Any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump, and any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation, there's a counterintelligence aspect of what he is doing that I think is really important that may not result in any criminal charges. It's just really important that he write the definitive final accounting on what Russia did. And then the second part of that is, with whom, if anyone, did they do it? We're in a really fast-paced society where we want things to be done quickly. The justice system doesn't always go quickly, and investigations normally are not on a they're not on there's no shot clock in investigations.
I
don't know what he knows. I'm not supposed to know what he knows. I know on the congressional side, other than Adam Schiff saying he had evidence of collusion before we interviewed the first witness, I have not seen evidence of collusion between the president and the Russian government or people that were formerly connected with his campaign and the Russian government. But we're also not through interviewing people, and I'm not going to do what I think Comey did with Secretary Clinton and prejudge the investigation.
And we're grateful that he didn't do that. All right. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being with us, and thanks to Trey Gowdy, outgoing congressman of South Carolina. We're going to miss that man in Congress. He's a good one. He fights with integrity and principle, and he calls it as it is, not as he wishes it to be. Coming up in hour number two, Ashley Papa will be with us in the ladies' lounge. That makes it relationship night, and we give away the Valentine's Day diamond necklace, all when we continue. Hour two on Radio Night Live, live from New York.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Of nature order.